major work of the U.S. Senate this week up to this point has been to work on the Iraq supplemental and to get that approved. It was approved last night by unanimous vote, 100-0. It was successful in getting two amendments added to the legislation. One is an amendment that will require background checks and training for the security forces that we are training in Afghanistan. We're spending hundreds of millions of dollars in training security forces around the world. My own view is that we need to have the same kinds of standards and training requirements that we provide of our own security forces here in this nation. Secondly, we were successful in getting an amendment on the legislation that also will provide about $5 million to help oversee the upcoming elections in Lebanon at the end of this month. I think with the withdrawal of the Syrian troops from Lebanon, it creates a good opportunity for the Lebanese people to move forward and to establish a system of democracy and self-determination in that country. That amendment will help oversee the elections that are coming up on the end of this month. We had conducted a survey of a number of law enforcement and first responder agencies throughout the state of Colorado. We received back responses from 40 of those agencies. Many of them raised concerns about what we are doing now as a nation with respect to homeland security. I think there is still a lot more work that we have to do in making sure that we are providing the right kind of training to first responders and that we also are providing the right kind of equipment around our country. You know, I think that we need to make sure that our entire nation is protected, and I would hate to think that rural America, which is the forgotten America in my view in terms of economics and opportunity for people, is also forgotten America with respect to homeland security. I think that would be the wrong direction for us to take. I would be strongly supportive of making sure that our national federal investment in homeland security make sure that we're protecting rural communities as well as large urban communities. We were told that there was a threat and that we had to evacuate, and we have a pre-designated location a couple of blocks away, and so we were taken there, and where all of my staff is supposed to meet, and we're supposed to make sure that all the staff is accounted for. And so we waited there for probably 45 minutes to an hour before we were told that the threat had been cleared and that we could return back to the capital.